Good morning, folks, and thank you for listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio, 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM, and happy Saturday, everyone. I am so excited about this weekend, and I am so excited about our show today because, of course, always on Amy's Kids Show, we are celebrating, right? We're celebrating life. We're celebrating kids, especially today. We're all going to feel like kids by the end of the show because we are just going to be having such a great time. Not only are we celebrating kids, but it's the birthday of our country, right? The 4th of July is tomorrow. And for a lot of people, this is their favorite time of the year because, you know, it's nice outside and everything's growing and there's lots of food around to eat. And we're celebrating and we get to get together and we get to have parades and we get to play with our friends. And, you know, a lot of kids get together on the street where they live or maybe in the neighborhood or maybe they have their friends over or cousins in from out of town like we did last week on the show. You know, we tend to have more people around and we tend to be doing more playing and having fun. And that's what today's show is all about. We're going to be celebrating kids and fun and imagining. Along with our country and everything. Boy, we're going to pack it all in. We've got a busy show. And so this is really about the only time I'm going to do any talking until the end of the show because we're going to pack it in. We're going to start out, of course, dancing in the street because that's what we get to do if we're in the parades, right? We get to dance in the street, which is so much fun. We get to celebrate. We're going to have a celebration song. We're going to tour the states and learn about the United States. It's a really fun song. We're going to move on down the road with the Muppets. We're going to take a bike ride to the end of our street. I don't know if anybody's been bike riding lately, but it's a great time of year to get out and do that. And then we're going to do some street crossing safety songs, which are really fun, actually. And of course, if we're talking about the street, we should definitely stop, look, and listen before you cross the street. I always stop, look, and listen before I cross the street. And actually, if you look that song up called Stop, Look, and Listen on YouTube, you can see the video and there's a turtle crossing the street. Oh, it's really cute. It's really cute. You've got to see the turtle stop, look, and listen. It's hilarious. And then we're going to have Rosie. Rosie's going to be back. Rosie, I was just looking up, is a story by Maurice Sendak. And he actually turned it into a musical with Carole King at one point and a TV show. And so we're just going to hear about 20 minutes of that. We're going to settle in and have a nice little story because it's called Rosie and the 4th of July and the Magic Man is coming. And so we're going to keep celebrating that. Maybe a little chicken soup with rice from Maurice Sendak as well and Carole King because it is a little rainy and a little chilly here today. Sorry, guys. But we're still going to celebrate summer. Thank you for joining me.
Down in- vacation to last throughout the year. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Yeah. And have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world. Come on.
It's a celebration. To last throughout the year. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time, yeah.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world. Come on.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
It's a celebration.
Uh-huh.
It's a celebration. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Yeah, let's celebrate. It's all right, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right.
Actually, I'm afraid to fly, so I think I'll take the train.
Let's go, go, go.
Going to Trenton, New Jersey, Frankfort, Kentucky. Maybe take a trip to Jackson, Mississippi. Let's see what they can show me in Jefferson City, Missouri.
Santa Fe, New Mexico, Denver, Colorado, Boise, Idaho. I love it every time that I go. In 1492, he sailed the ocean blue. But next week, I'll see Columbus in Ohio. Grab a little sunshine in Tallahassee, Florida. Take a bite of a peach in Atlanta, Georgia. I've never been to Carson City in Nevada or Lincoln, Nebraska. You can catch me in Phoenix, Arizona, or Sacramento, California. Yeah, St. Paul, Minnesota, maybe Juneau, Alaska, yeah. I want to take a little trip somewhere, yeah. Places I've never been, yeah. Going on a tour without a care. I want to take a little trip somewhere, yeah. Places I've never been, yeah. Going on a tour.
Boston, Massachusetts, Concord, New Hampshire. Going to Vermont for Montpelier, Montgomery, Alabama, then Washington, D.C., to see the nation's capital.
Aloha to Honolulu, Hawaii, Des Moines, Iowa, so peaceful to me. Going to Springfield, Illinois, to build a little house on a prairie. In Little Rock, Arkansas, I love what I saw. Going back to Dover, Delaware, cause I want more. Indianapolis, Indiana, and Hartford, Connecticut, need an encore. Smelling pine trees in Augusta, Maine, I like Topeka, Kansas. I'm glad that I came, but I've never been to Salt Lake City, in Utah, or Richmond, Virginia. Gonna see Bismarck, North Dakota, in Charleston, West Virginia, yeah. Annapolis, Maryland, maybe Lansing, Michigan, yeah.
Helena, Montana, Columbia, South Carolina. Gotta go to Pierre, South Dakota, yeah, follow if you wanna. I'll be eating a banana in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Schedule that on my planner. Friends say I gotta come sooner to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, so I guess I'm gonna. But first I'm going to Cheyenne, Wyoming, then party in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah,
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Can't think of a rhyme for Pennsylvania, so I'm skipping to Salem, Oregon, then Austin, Texas, and then maybe Albany, New York for breakfast. Providence, Rhode Island was a blast, and Olympia, Washington was just the bestest.
I want to take a little trip somewhere, yeah, places I've never been, yeah. Going on a tour without a care. I want to take a little trip somewhere, yeah, places I've never been, yeah. Going on a tour. I want to take a little trip somewhere.
It's a gorgeous day.
Yep, certainly is.
Yep, terrific day for a drive.
Yeah, it's beautiful country out here.
A frog and a bear seeing America.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabbit.
Cabbit?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun, come share it with me.
Moving right along.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, Fozzie, I want you to turn left if you come to a fork in the road.
Yes, sir. Turn left at the fork in the road. Permit!
I don't believe that.
Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come, come high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
So savvy, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it.
I'm moving right along. Dug-a-dug, dug-a-dug. Hey, L.A., where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us. We're in Saskatchewan.
Moving right along. Dug-a-dug, dug-a-dug. You take it. You know best.
Hey,
come up in the West?
Ah, a bear in his natural habitat. A Studebaker.
Hey, Fozzie, look up ahead.
What is that?
Maybe we should give him a ride.
I don't know. He's pretty big. Hey there, want a lift?
Oh, no thanks. I'm on my way to New York City to try to break into public television.
Ah. Good luck.
Moving right along, we're truly birds of a feather. We're in this together,
and we know where we're going.
Movie stars with flashy cars and light with the top down.
We're storming the big town.
Yeah, storm is right. Should it be snowing?
No, I don't think so.
Moving right along.
Footloose and fancy free.
You're ready for the big time.
Is it ready for me?
Moving right along. Moving right along. Moving right along. Moving right along.
I took a ride to the end of my street to see what the world was like from the seat of my bike. I wonder where I will be when I am 23. When I'm 23, will I be across the great ocean, chasing some crazy notion? I took a ride to a nook in the woods. In shallow ponds I'd stare, what was hidden there. Tadpoles and snails turned to spaceships and dreams. What worlds might I circumvent? What strange things might I invent? What strange things might I invent? Like the solar cell toaster or the all-purpose roller coaster. Papers and magazines show me things I haven't seen. TV and the World Wide Web, so much spinning round my head. I think I'll take a ride on my bike instead. And found little coffee pot. I filled it with shells and other jewels of the sea. Will I still have it when I am 110? 110. Maybe I'll find a life at sea, searching shipwrecks for that pirate booty.
middle of the block. Don't cross the street. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Use your eyes to look up. Use your ears to hear. Walk up to the corner when the coast is clear. And wait until you see the light turn green. Don't cross the street. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Use your eyes to look up. Use your ears to hear. Walk up to the corner when the coast is clear. And wait until you see the light turn green. Don't cross the street. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block.
Stop, look, and listen. Before you cross the street,
I would stop, look, and listen. Before I cross the street,
what?
Stop, look, and listen. Before you cross the street,
I
always stop, look, and listen.
Before I cross the street, your mama does, your cousins do, the police chief does, your teacher does. The shopkeeper always stops, looks, and
stop, look, and listen. Before you cross the street,
I say,
I'll stop. Look and listen. Before I cross the street, stop, look and listen. Before you cross the street, I'll stop, look and listen. Before I cross the street,
there might be some car coming.
Ooh.
And he might not see you. Here comes a car, here comes a van, here comes a truck, here come five motorcycles all together. Now
stop, look and listen. Before you cross the street, I'll stop, look and listen. Before I cross the street.
What? Stop, look, and listen.
Oh,
before you cross the street,
I always stop, look, and listen. Before I cross the street.
First move your eyes, then move your ears, and then you move your feet. If there's a light, wait till it's green. Be a cool, calm, walking machine. I say
stop, look, and listen. Before you cross the street, I will stop, look, and listen. Before I cross the street.
Stop, look, and listen. Before you cross the street, I always stop, look, and listen.
Before I cross the street.
The sign on Rosie's door. Chapter 1. There was a sign on Rosie's door. It read, "If you want to know a secret, knock three times." Kathy knocked three times and Rosie opened the door. "Hello, Kathy." "Hello, Rosie. What's the secret?" "I'm not Rosie anymore," said Rosie. "That's the secret." "Then who are you?" asked Kathy. "I'm Linda, the lovely lady singer." "Oh," said Kathy. "And someday," said Rosie, "I'll sing in a great musical show." "When?" Kathy asked. "Now, in my backyard. Want to come?" "Can I be somebody too?" asked Kathy. Rosie had to think for a minute. "I suppose," she said finally, "you can be Chacharoo, my Arabian dancing girl." "All right," said Kathy, "I'll come." And everybody came, Dolly and Pudgy and Sal. "Now sit down, everybody," Rosie said. They all sat down on folding chairs. "Now keep quiet, everybody," said Rosie. "The show is going to begin." They all sat quietly. Rosie and Kathy disappeared behind the cellar door. "This is a good show," Pudgy whispered. "It is," said Dolly. "Bam, bam, bam," came the sound of a drum from behind the cellar door. "Ladies and gentlemen," cried a faraway voice, "we have for your pleasure Chacharoo, the Arabian dancing girl. and shout hooray. Everybody shouted and clapped. The cellar door opened and Kathy stepped out. She wore a nightgown and had a towel over her head. She waved her arms and took three little steps. Cha, cha, roo, 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 she sang softly. That's enough, cried the voice from behind the cellar door. Clap, everybody, and shout hooray. Clap, clap, clap. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Now comes the best part of the show, the voice continued. Me, Alinda, the lovely lady singer, who will sing for your pleasure on the sunny side of the street. Everybody say, oh, and ah. Oh, ah, oh, ah. The cellar door opened, and out came Alinda. She wore a hat with feathers sticking out, a lady's dress, and high-heeled shoes. Hello, everybody, someone said. Everybody turned and saw Lenny wearing a fireman's hat. Can I play, too, he asked. We're not playing, Alinda shouted. It's a real show, and you can't. Why? Because. Anyway, said Lenny, I have to go put out a fire. Everybody want to come? They all shook their heads no. Lenny ran out of the yard. Now I'll sing, Alinda said. She closed her eyes. On the sun. Want to know something, asked Lenny. He was back again. What? Asked Alinda. I know a trick, said Lenny. What trick? First, Lenny explained, I throw my fireman's hat up in the air, and then the one who catches it can keep it. Everybody want to play? They all shook their heads, yes. All right, said Alinda. Lenny threw the hat high into the air, and it landed on Rosie's window ledge. How will we catch it now? Kathy asked. We have to climb up for it, said Alinda. So they did. Sal climbed on top of Pudgy. Dolly climbed on top of Sal. Kathy on top of Dolly. Lenny on top of Kathy. And Alinda on top of everybody. She took the fireman's hat off the window ledge and put it on her head. I caught it! It's mine! She shouted. Hooray for me! They all climbed down. Now I'll sing, Alinda said. She stretched out her arms. On the sun. Give me my hat back, said Lenny. I have to go put out another fire. No, said Alinda. You said for keeps. It was only a game, said Lenny. And my mother says I shouldn't give anything away anymore. He pulled the hat off Alinda's head and ran out of the yard. Come on, Pudgy, he called. Come on, Sal. Help me put the fire out. We better help him, said Pudgy. He needs us, said Sal. But, Alinda began, but they were already gone. I better go, too, said Dolly. I didn't sing my song yet, said Alinda. I'm hungry, Dolly answered, and she went home. They were all gone. Two of the folding chairs lay on their sides. It's getting late, said Kathy. I have to go home. Wasn't it a wonderful show, asked Rosie. It was the best I ever saw, Kathy answered. Let's have another one soon. Same time, same place, said Rosie. Goodbye, Chacharoo. Goodbye, Alinda. Rosie was all alone. She climbed on top of a folding chair and said very quietly, Ladies and gentlemen, Alinda will now sing on the sunny side of the street. And she sang the song all the way to the end. Chapter 2. There was nothing to do. I have nothing to do, Mama, Rosie said. Well, do something, her mother said. So Rosie did something. She wrote a note and pasted it on her front door. What did you do? Her mother asked. Oh, said Rosie, I pasted a note on the front door. That's nice, her mother said. Now find something else to do. Rosie found a red blanket. She put it over her head and sat down on the cellar door in her backyard. Chapter 3. Mama, said Kathy, I have nothing to do. Go and play with Dolly, her mother said. So Kathy went to Dolly's house. Hello, Dolly, what are you doing? She asked. I don't know, Dolly answered. They went to Pudgy's house. He was sitting on the front steps with Sal. "What are you doing?" asked Kathy. "We're not talking to each other," answered Pudgy. "That's not doing much," Dolly said. "What are you doing?" asked Sal. "Nothing," said Kathy. "We thought you would be doing something." "What do you want to do?" asked Pudgy. They all looked at each other. Nobody had anything to say. "Let's ask Rosie what to do." So they went to Rosie's house. "Rosie," they called. There was no answer. "Look," said Kathy, pointing to the note pasted on Rosie's front door. It said, "If you're looking for me, it won't be easy because I'm wearing a disguise. Yours truly, Alinda." "Let's look in the backyard," said Dolly. They all ran into Rosie's backyard, and there, sitting on the cellar door, covered from head to foot in a red blanket, was somebody. "Is that you, Rosie?" Dolly asked. There was no answer. "Please tell us who you are," said Kathy. "I'm Alinda, the lost girl." "Who lost you?" asked Pudgy. "I lost myself," answered Alinda. "Aren't you really Rosie, though?" asked Pudgy. "I used to be Rosie," Alinda said, "but not anymore." They all sat down in the cellar door. "Who's going to find you?" asked Sal. "Magic Man," said Alinda. "Who's he?" "My best friend," answered Alinda. "And what happens when he finds you?" Kathy asked. "He will tell me what to do," explained Alinda. "Can we wait with you?" asked Pudgy. "I suppose so," said Alinda. "But you must be very quiet." So they were very quiet. They didn't say a word. They didn't do anything. They just waited. "This is fun," whispered Kathy. "Shh," they all said. And they were quiet for a long time. Soon, it was very late. "It's very late," Dolly whispered. "I have to go home." "Me too," said Pudgy. "I guess Magic Man isn't coming today," said Kathy. "I guess not," said Alinda. "Maybe he will come tomorrow," said Sal. "Maybe," said Alinda. "Maybe not." "Can we come and wait with you again tomorrow?" Dolly asked. "I suppose so," said Alinda. "We'll come earlier tomorrow," said Kathy. "Then we can wait longer." "Let's all meet at 12 o'clock on Rosie's cellar door," said Pudgy. 12 o'clock sharp," said Sal. "Sharp," they all agreed. And then they went home. That evening, when their mothers asked them what they had done all afternoon, they said they had done so much there wasn't even enough time to do it in, and they were going to do it all over again tomorrow. "Good," all their mothers said. Chapter 4. "Mama," Rosie asked, "am I your little girl?" "Of course," her mother answered. "I mean," began Rosie. "You mean this," said her mother, and she gave Rosie three kisses. "I mean," said Rosie, "can I have a firecracker?" "No," her mother answered. "But it's the 4th of July," said Rosie. "I know," said her mother. "Kathy and Dolly have firecrackers," said Rosie. "I don't believe that," her mother answered. "They are dangerous, and I do not want my little girl to get hurt." "I am not your little girl," said Rosie. "I'm a big girl, and everybody else has firecrackers." "I don't believe that," her mother said. Rosie didn't say a word. "Play with your cat, Buttermilk," said her mother. "That would be much nicer." "I don't believe that," said Rosie. "What did you say?" her mother asked. Rosie went out and sat on the steps in front of her house. It was 12 o'clock. Kathy, Dolly, Pudgy, and Sal came and stood in front of her. "It's 12 o'clock," said Kathy. "Time to wait for Magic Man." Rosie went back into the house and put on a red blanket. When she came out, everybody was already seated on the cellar door in the backyard. She sat down next to them. Nobody said a word. "Will he soon be here, Rosie?" Dolly asked. My name is Alinda, said Rosie. Alinda? I don't know, said Alinda. We'd better be quiet, Budgie whispered. They were quiet. Rosie's cat, Buttermilk, meowed softly and crept into her lap. The moments went by. I hear someone coming quick, said Linda. Shut your eyes, everybody. They shut their eyes. Hello, it's me. What's the matter with everybody? Everybody opened his eyes. It was Lenny wearing a cowboy hat. If you want to wait with us, said Linda, sit down and be quiet. All right, said Lenny. He sat down. What are we waiting for, he asked. Magic man, Budgie whispered. Oh, said Lenny. Who's... Shh! They were quiet again. I think I saw the leaves move just a little bit, whispered Dolly. He's really coming now, said Linda. Shut your eyes again. They all shut their eyes again. They all held hands. They listened. They heard Linda say, Hello, magic man. Oh, how nice. Thank you so much. Goodbye. And please give my regards to your wife. They were quiet for a little. Then, can we open our eyes now, Kathy said. Yes, said Linda. I didn't see him, said Lenny. Your eyes were shut, said Dolly. He was very quiet, said Sal. Did he wear a cowboy hat, Lenny asked. Yes, said Linda. Everybody shouted at the same time. And a mask and wings and a blue cape and earmuffs? Of course, said Linda. Then it really was Magic Man, Lenny shouted. Of course, they all agreed. What did he tell you, Linda asked Kathy. He told me that I'm not Linda the Lost Girl anymore. What else, asked Budgie. And he told me, what, they all shouted. He told me that I could be a big red firecracker. Oh! And he told me, what, they all shouted. He told me that all of you could be little silver firecrackers. Boom, shouted Dolly. Crack fizz boom, shouted Kathy. Whiz bam boom, shouted Pudgy and Sal. And he told me, what, they all shouted. He told me that we could be firecrackers for the whole 4th of July day. Hooray for Magic Man. Lenny jumped high in the air. Here I come, he said, whiz boom. Sal stood on his head and said, I didn't go off yet. Kathy and Dolly danced in a circle singing boom, titty boom, titty boom. Rosie climbed to the top of the cellar door and yelled, I'm the biggest red firecracker in the whole world, and here I go. Boom! Boom, boom! Oh, shh! They jumped, they ran, they skipped out of Rosie's backyard. They fizzed, they whizzed, they crackled all the way home. Buttermilk meowed softly. Are you tired, honey? Rosie asked. Come on, let's go in the house. She picked up the cat and knocked on the door. Knock, knock. Who's there? Asked her mother. It's Alinda, the lovely lady singer, said Rosie. I don't believe that, her mother answered. It's Alinda, the lost girl, said Rosie. I don't believe that either, her mother said. It's Alinda, the big red firecracker, and I'm going to blow the whole house down. Don't do that, said her mother, and she opened the door. Rosie, she said. Didn't you know it was me? Asked Rosie. I thought so, her mother said, but I wasn't sure. I'm tired, Mama, said Rosie. Buttermilk is tired, too. We had a big 4th of July day. I can believe that, her mother said. Why don't you both go to sleep? Rosie picked up the cat and went upstairs to her room. In a little while, her mother went up to see if they were asleep. She opened the door and saw Buttermilk in bed with a blanket pulled up to his chin and Rosie curled up on the rock. Rosie, she said. Shh, said Rosie. Buttermilk is asleep. Why are you on the floor, dear? Her mother whispered. Because I'm a sleepy cat, answered Rosie. Oh, said her mother, and she tiptoed out of the room. Good night, she whispered as she closed the door. Meow, answered Rosie.
Miss Mary Mac,
Mac, Mac.
with silver buttons.
Buttons, buttons.
All down her back.
Back, back.
She asked her mother.
Mother, mother.
For 15 cents.
Cents, cents.
To see the elephants.
Elephants, elephants.
Jump the fence.
Fence, fence.
They jump so high.
High, high.
They touch the sky.
Cock-a-doodle doodle doo, put your hand on your hip, cock-a-doodle doodle doo, let your right foot slip, cock-a-doodle doodle doo, all around the kitchen, cock-a-doodle doodle doo, all around the kitchen, cock-a-doodle doodle. You stop right still, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo, and you do like this, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo, then you do just so, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo, all around the kitchen, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo, all around the kitchen, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Now you stop right still, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo, put your right foot up, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo, lift your left hand high, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo, all around the kitchen, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo, all around the kitchen, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. All around the kitchen, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Now you stop right still, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Put your hand on your hip, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Put the other on your toe, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. All around the kitchen, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Cock-a-doodle-doodle, cock-a-doodle-doodle. Now you stop right still, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. And you close both eyes, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. And you turn all around, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. All around the kitchen, cock-a-doodle-doo.
By himself. Two was a rat who jumped on his shelf. Three was a cat who chased the rat. Four was a dog who came in and sat. Five was a turtle who bit the dog's tail. Six was a monkey who brought in the mail. Seven a blackbird pecked poor Johnny's nose.
One was Johnny.
Eight was a tiger out selling old clothes. Nine was a robber who took an old shoe. Ten was a puzzle, what should Johnny do? who left looking pale. 8 was the tiger who chased him to jail. 7 the blackbird flew off to Havana. 6 was the monkey who stole a banana. 5 was the turtle who crawled off to bed. 4 was the dog who slid home on a sled. 3 was the cat who pounced on the rat. 2 was the rat who left with the cat. And 1 was Johnny. And liked it like that. In January, it's so nice while slipping on the slide. My snowman's anniversary, with cake for him and soup for me. Happy once, happy twice, happy chicken soup with rice. In March the wind blows down the door and spills my soup upon the floor. It laps it up. It will be so hot. I will become a cooking pot. Cooking soup, of course, why not? Cooking once, cooking twice, cooking chicken soup with rice. In September, for a while, bobble-fangled Christmas tree with soup bowls draped all over.
There are creatures in our midst, half monster, half angel, the only devils you want to kiss. Again and again and again and again, they give us life and laughter. All they ask is that we love them, make our voices rise to the rafters, and give us a hug so we celebrate the children. They're our world, they're what's in it for us. Celebrate the children, then we'll know how to celebrate ourselves. Celebrate the children, not just today, or only a week, a month or a year, forever. They can teach you how to dream, keep it honest, keep it guessing, show you more ways to let off steam than a tea kettle can. Oh, priorities out the door, rearrange for the better, much clearer than before, for the love of a child. So we celebrate the children, they're our world, they're what's in it for us. Celebrate the children, then we'll know how to celebrate ourselves. Celebrate the children, not just today, or only a week, a month or a year, forever. In this time of human blindness, teach them peace, teach them vision, show them that there's strength and kindness to give you hope in return. They're the future of this planet, it's in our homes, in their hands. We'll lose if we take them for granted. They're everything we got to celebrate the children. They're our world, they're what's in it for us. Celebrate the children, then we'll know how to celebrate ourselves. Celebrate the children, not just today, or only a week, a month or a year.
Folks, we have been celebrating today, haven't we, here on Amy's Kids Show. We have been celebrating children for sure. And since this weekend is our country's birthday, we are also celebrating the children's right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what the Declaration of Independence says, right, guys? And that's what we're celebrating, is we are declaring our right to life, right? Which means kids need to breathe fresh air. They need to eat nourishing food and drink clean water. They need liberty, which of course means to be able to imagine. Their imaginations need to be free, which is why we invited Rosie and her 4th of July celebration and Magic Man and everything here today to help us wake up our imaginations so that we can imagine what liberty would be like for all of us if we all had that freedom to imagine. And of course, the pursuit of happiness, which is everybody's favorite. And of course, that doesn't just mean being happy and joyful, which it does mean that. But back in the old days, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, happiness also meant sort of happenstance. That meant sort of your ability to pursue your own luck, to take your own actions and interact with the world and take your chances and have your own experience and let the cause and effect laws that work around us affect us and come back at us and teach us so that we can learn and grow and keep learning and growing. And that's our right to pursue our happiness. What makes us happy? So are you happy being the director or the singer like Rosie? Or do you want to be the fireman like Sal with the fireman's hat? Whatever you do, you know, use your imagination, and children are full of imagination. So I hope that you are going to crack, fizz, boom, whiz, boom, and fizz, whiz, and crackle all the way home like Rosie did with all her friends when they turned into firecrackers. I thought that was great. I hope we all get to be firecrackers this weekend. And celebrating imagination, I want to let you know just a few quick announcements from the libraries. in the area, which are who are also celebrating children's imagination at the Jaquith Public Library in Marshfield, starting this Wednesday from 10 to 11:30 in the morning and running all the way through August, is a program called Tales and Tales Outside Story and Activity Time. So if you're near Marshfield on Wednesdays, you could hit those activities. And starting this week as well in Cabot on Fridays, there are artful activities Fridays from 9 to 10:30 in the morning. If you're near Plainfield and you like graphic novels, it started last week on Wednesday, but it's going all the way through August. On Wednesdays from 10 to noon, you have a graphic novel program for ages 7 to 12. And if you'd rather or also would like to attend graphic novel programming, you can do that in Cabot as well on Thursdays starting July 15th. So thank you guys for helping me celebrate children and everything else that's wonderful about this world. And don't forget that WGDR is also celebrating its Central Vermont Community Radio ship, which is now what we are doing and what we are up to, and it's so exciting. So if you are a grown-up out there and you have a few spare dollars, please consider donating to WGDR.org. You can go to the website, WGDR.org, to find out more, or you can call me here and I can give you the mailing address or any information you need. I'm going to be here for a few minutes at 802-454-7762, so you can give me a call if you need more details on how to donate. However you do it, make sure you support GDR and support the libraries and support the children out there and everyone around you, the trees and the flowers and the bees and the monkeys. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining me.
Dials tuned to 91.1 WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick at 91.7, or maybe you're online at WGDR.org. Goddard College Community Radio.